Welcome to Flavor in Your Ear with your host, DJ Boho, on Penguin Radio, broadcasting live at radio.dominican.edu and 102.3, bringing you the best vibes the musical world has to offer. You are now chilling with the Penguins. Welcome back to Flavor in Your Ear. This is your host, DJ Boho. What's happening, guys? Hope all is well and everybody is jumping into spring and having a good time. I'm having a good time. And hope you enjoyed the last show where I jumped into blues music and specifically blues rock. I talked about Robert Johnson and the history of the blues and my favorite blues artist, Eric Clapton, and of course, Joe Bonamassa, the guitar man. And we're going to go on the exact opposite end of the spectrum today. That's what I like to do. I'm kind of all over the place with my genres of music and what I love. And I think most people that love music are all over the spectrum too. And today we're going to get into electronica, dance and techno music. Yes, sir. That's, you know, I've been listening to techno for a long ass time. And for those of you who don't know, dance music and electronic music came from a collaboration of a whole bunch of different genres. To be specific, it came from hip hop, a little bit of funk, a little bit of reggae, Ja Rastafari, disco music, R&B, and a few others, I believe. But those are the main genres, to name a few. And dance and techno really came together in the 80s. That's when the 808 music tracks, the music, machines came together and started mixing different sounds. These mixing devices, is what I was trying to say, are basically synthesizers, and they're able to produce a ridiculous amount more sounds that were never possible before. You know, before the 80s, they didn't have these electronic synthesizers that were able to produce artificial sounds and futuristic sounds, which the synthesizers can. Pretty cool, the different beats and loopings and sounds that can come out of a synthesizer. So that looping effect is what made dance music take off. You know, being able to create a sound and then add another sound on top of that and then bring it back around, which creates its own beat in itself. That's what's really badass about electronic music. So electronic really blew up. I want to give you a little history here. So if you're not a huge dance music fan, you can understand where I'm coming from or where it's coming from. Electronic blew up in Europa, because of its widespread acceptance in the music scene there. You know, electronic was not widely understood in America, but Europe, of course, opened it with big arms, and basically a huge scene popped up in Europe. Rave scene, and dance scene, club scene at night. In America, the rave scene was looked at really poorly by American music industries, and a lot of measures were taken to really keep the raves and club scene out of United States. They didn't want it to become mainstream. And I think that's the main reason for this was, you know, the huge drug use that was popping up in the late night techno scene at clubs. You know, people were taking ecstasy and other, you know, speed type drugs, and of course people were having issues, probably overdosing. I'm sure people died. But America has notoriously been, you know, especially in the 80s, the say no to drugs and you know, the Reagan era and all that. That was definitely not cool to bring in something like that. So it took a while for the electronic scene to catch on. So the EDM clubs, which is electronic dance music, EDM, really came in the 90s in America. So the new drug, you know, like I said earlier, ecstasy came into the scene. It's wildly popular. And basically this drug helped enhance a lot of the dancers' connection with the music. And it wasn't until really the early millennium that this style of music, this genre, dance, EDM, techno, really took off, catapulted into the music scene in the United States and America. It really took over. And now it is like one of the most widely listened to genres in not just in America, but around the world. So that's the little bit of history within the American EDM music culture. But to give you my EDM techno history and background, you know, I grew up listening to EDM from my older brother. You always get passed down music from friends and family. And he gave me, you know, Bay Area hood rap, crunk music. You name it. And of course, he gave me techno. And I used to hear it from my older bro. I downloaded all of his illegal music. He had libraries, thousands of songs. So I would spend hours listening to his pirated music. And I got super into the trance electronic music. Trance is another subgenre of dance music. And it was less vocals and more kind of, you know, more chill electronic music, you know, easier to listen to than the super hyped electronic music where they have the big bass drops and the climaxes. Trance was more chill. That's the best way to describe it. And, you know, I really got into electronic and techno because of its sound ability, and it really has an ability to put you in the moment. So a lot of the techno music, it's able to evoke a strong emotion in me and myself, and I love that. You know, you can put on their headphones, put on a good techno song, Daft Punk song, and just kind of you know, lose yourself in the moment. That's what it's all about. And so I jumped into the techno scene. I went to some raves when I was younger, you know, and definitely some drug use at the raves. It's kind of trippy, you know, and I'll just say I've been to raves sober. You don't need to have drugs to participate, and they are wild. You know, I actually saw Deadmau5 before the pandemic took off, and I went to that show sober. And I had an absolute blast. First Deadmau5 show. The guy puts on just ridiculous electronic light shows. And he had this awesome Cube, because his recent release was the Cube album. He was in this revolving cube. Of course, he had his mouse head on. And the digital light show that he put on, with lasers and with his music, and he mashed some stuff up on the spot. I was blown away. You didn't need drugs to be in this kind of sensory overload mode that I was put in. That is the power of electronic music, Deadmau5, and of course lights and electronics. Pretty ridiculous and amazing. So getting back to my history, you know, I had a lot of fun at these raves when I was younger. You'd walk in, all the girls were wearing scandalous clothing. You'd see flashing lights everywhere, lasers, black lights. And of course, you had to have a good DJ. You know, if the DJ could put some, mash up some cool electronic songs that were not like the regular recorded track, then it was easier to be like, okay, this is legit. I want to hear another song by the DJ, and let's hear something crazy and mashed up. So those were that's what made these raves fun. You would hear some offbeat sounds. And, you know, another fun thing about these raves, you'd see guys with light up fingertips that give you a light show. If you've ever been to a rave, you see these guys with these dancing fingers. And it was definitely for the people that were on drugs, but you could get a show. They would just move their fingers. They had their fingertips glowing. They were gloves that they'd wear. And pretty trippy. You could definitely see them at Coachella or Burning Man. I'm sure you'd see somebody with their light up fingertip gloves. That's just a fun little fact about shows, raves. And since we're getting into fun facts, let me spit off a few about EDM shows and EDM in general, just to give you an idea how popular and awesome this genre is. So there are more than 50 genres encapsulated within EDM music. Like I said earlier, there's a lot, like trance, dubstep, which hit the scene for about 10 years, and now it's like gone. No one cares about dubstep because it's obnoxious and loud. But I'm not going to lie, I listened to it for a little while. It's super loud. They call it womp womp music. It's ridiculous, but it came and it left, really. But yeah, dubstep was a part of the dance music genre scene. So there's techno, there's dance, there's trance, there's deep house. I love deep house music, also kind of trancey. And there's a whole lot more. That's just to name a few of the 50 genres. Americans are the number one listeners of EDM music, if you didn't know. It used to be Europe, Spain. Now it is America. We are the ones. We love EDM and we love festivals. EDM is the fifth most popular genre for music streaming. That's a pretty big deal, considering it's only been around since the late 80s, early 90s. And in Europe, one out of seven people say they have attended an EDM show. That is wild. So you're walking around, Rome, and you see seven people. There's a good chance that one out of those seven people have been to an EDM show. That's pretty cool. I think so, at least. So those are some fun facts. And getting back to my love for the genre, I really fell in love with techno and dance the first time I heard Daft Punk. And if you don't know Daft Punk, you should know Daft Punk. My childhood friend introduced them to me in eighth grade, and he played the Discovery album, which has hits like One More Time, One More Time. Everybody knows that one. Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger, and Aerodynamic. And what happened was, we was chilling in his room, and he put on this album, and immediately I was like, what the heck is this, bro? I've never heard music like this before. Here comes this album and this crazy futuristic sounds, and I'd never heard any kind of music like it. And I was like, yep, this is, I'm hooked. Daft Punk, I am forever your fan. I was basically just so impressed with the technological sounds I've heard coming out of these synthesizers and the creative genius that these guys had, these two guys in Daft Punk, to be able to put together and loop sounds. I'd never heard sounds like this, like I said. And so since that day, I've been hooked on Daft Punk, especially when I found out they wear robot heads. I mean, come on. It doesn't get much cooler. And like, they spent a lot of money on those robot heads. They look dope. They're custom made. And they never take them off, by the way. They remain out of the spotlight. They're not about the limelight. And it really adds to their mystique. They're pretty damn cool, just gotta say. And so Daft Punk is kind of like gods in the world of techno and electronic. They set the scene for dance, the techno scene, and they kind of became the mainstream techno group. They were easier to listen to than most hardcore club music. They had climax beat drops, but not like Tiesto or Deadmau5 or Darude, like Sandstorm. But Daft Punk is, in my opinion, was a more melodic, flowy techno music. And so more sophisticated and better to listen to, at least in my opinion. So that's what makes them awesome. They mix rock, funk, R&B into their sound, and all while remaining very futuristic sounding and very creative. And of course, they have vocals. They bring in guest vocals and They also have their own synthesized robot vocals on some of their songs, which really sounds badass, really cool. And so their ability to mash up and make combination of synth sounds, if you're not a fan or if you've never really listened to their music, just check it out. I think you're going to be pretty amazed. So if there's one album you need to listen to, you got to listen to Alive 2007. This album was a mashup of their previous albums, Homework and Discovery, and it is what really catapulted them into stardom. Their ability to mash up these albums in person were just wild. Live, being able to do that. Most techno bands have never done that before. So that's what made Daft Punk so ridiculous. I love this genre, and I really don't have a whole lot more time to talk about it, and I'm pretty bummed about that, but I had to talk about Daft Punk. And if you haven't already heard, Daft Punk split up. Very sad news. They've been together for, 30 plus years, and obviously there were some issues with Thomas Bangalter and Emmanuel. So the poor two French fellows unfortunately had to part ways, but in my opinion, they're not done yet. You know, obviously they're living their lives. They're pretty quiet in the scene. I believe they're gonna pop back into the music world. Maybe not make an album together, but I think they'll still play music. They just need a little hiatus for a bit. So if you didn't know, now you know. Super sad, but I'm optimistic. I think we'll see them again. But Daft Punk, they are the shit. That is a good use of the shit, because they're so awesome. If you've never heard of Odessa, check out Odessa. They are my top three favorite techno bands, and they are amazing. So that's all the time I have, guys. Thanks for listening to the genre of music that I love almost the most. It's up there, top three genres for me. Check out Odessa, check out Dead Mouse, and get ready for my next show after this. I'm going to go on the other end of the spectrum again and talk about some good old reggae, man. Talk about the Ja vibes, and we're going to get Aire. So you guys take care. Thanks for listening, and DJ Boho out. Thank you for listening to Flavor in Your Ear with your host, DJ Boho, on Penguin Radio. Broadcasting live at radio.dominican.edu and 102.3. Thanks for chilling with the Penguins. Keep blasting that good music, and remember, keep vibing to the beat.